Winton doing pretty well these days with dino tourism. David Elliott is the chairman of the Australian Age of Dinosaurs in Winton, but he actually says astrotourism is becoming a bit of a thing. He spoke with ABC Western Queensland's Dan Prosser, and he had a chat with David Elliott about Australia's first dark sky sanctuary and began getting a little bit of explainer on what that actually means.
There's an organisation called the International Dark Sky Association. It's based in the USA. It's been going since about 1988, I think. But anyway, they've got a dark sky program, which is divided up into the various different dark sky certifications that you can get. And, you know, you get Dark Sky Park, a Dark Sky Community, for instance. A Dark Sky Community can be a town, you know, so some like, and where the whole town gets in behind it and turns all their lights down and does all that sort of stuff. And we're looking at with the Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum, and we're about 15 kilometres out of Winton. So we're far enough out, you know, and in control of our own lights to become a dark sky, international dark sky sanctuary.
And what will this mean for your spot out there?
Well, I think it's a great thing. It's a great thing for Western Queensland, because astrotourism is becoming the next big thing, you know. And and obviously, when fishermen go to Europe and a lot of USA and places like that, there's no sky left, you know, because no one's ever going to turn those lights off. So anyone in those areas doesn't get to see the sky. The sky's still there, but they just don't get to see it, and they probably never will. So they don't have what we can do out, what we've got out here. So Winton itself isn't the dark sky sanctuary. Winton can't be, obviously, because it's a town. But because the museum and the jump up where the Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum is located, which is a big measure about probably 15 to 16 kilometres as the crow flies from Winton.
Yep.
So we're a few kilometres outside the furthest fringes of light pollution from Winton. Not that there's very much, it's only 1,000 people. So we're just far enough out that and yet we're still close enough that we can have, you know, that we're close to a major highway. And obviously you've got to have some sort of outreach program, which the museum has as well. So we can tick all the boxes. So it was just one of those things that we reckon we had to do.
Right, so somewhere that's maybe a property that's out of town that, you know, maybe only has one house on it for, you know, tens of kilometres, they can't just put their hands up and be like, all right, well, it's pretty dark out here, we'll just become a dark sky sanctuary. There's a bit more to it.
There is a bit more to it, but and probably particularly on, say, for a small, you know, like family business way out in the middle of nowhere sort of thing. The hard thing is your outreach programs and stuff like that. So education and stuff like that, that's the harder side of it. And you've got to do light readings. We've been doing night sky readings since September 2016. So it's basically a little dark sky monitor, and you sit it out there and it just sits there and ticks away all day and all night and measures. And during the night, it measures the darkness of your sky, or sort of the lightness of your sky in a way. It's a bit of a funny thing, really, but it's got to be pitch black for the stars to be bright, if that makes sense. You know, yep. So the darker it is, the brighter it is, if that makes sense. Yeah, so we've been doing these reading, you know, over 2 years, probably 2.5 years now. And to be a sanctuary, the sanctuary, international dark sky sanctuaries are some of the darkest places in the world. You know, like that's what they are, exceptionally dark because of their isolation. We were sort of comparing our readings to others, and it's one of the darkest, you know, some of the darkest skies in the world. So we're pretty chuffed about that, you know, because we know that we've got an exceptionally bright sky here, and probably because of being inland, there's no moisture in the air, not very often anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can get dust, but not often that it's bad dust, you know, it's not a dusty, not like some of the sandy dust storm areas. So, you know, we do have a really, really clear sky, and so some of our readings have been phenomenal. So it's a worldwide thing. The Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum is the first international dark sky sanctuary in Australia. And it's number 10 in the world. So there's only 10 international dark sky sanctuaries in the world, and we're the 10th. And we were sweating broken glass for a while there because, you know, we're thinking, you know, we really wanted to be the first in Australia, but we wanted to be within the first 10 in the world too, and we only just scraped in because it's a really long process to do.
Yeah.
You know, our business development manager, Naomi, she spent like a couple of months on the application just writing it. It's something like 150 pages long, you know, so it's a great process, and, you know, it's a very hard process, very, very arduous, you know, and we thought, oh, yeah, I think there's only 7 in the world when we started, and, you know, every time you look, there'd be another one, oh, no. The pressure was on. But anyway, we just scraped in the top 10, the first 10 in the world, so we're pretty pleased with ourselves.